every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour. And this is one of those months where we get five Saturdays. So we rotate in special guests and different points of interest that we think would be fun to talk about. Hopefully you'll find this enjoyable too, because we've got a returning guest. It's been a while, Paul, but welcome back. We've got Paul Holdeman, the Pond Gnome. Why don't you give us a little introduction to who our audience is going to be learning from today?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Romy. It's great being back, by the way, and thank you very much for having me. I'm the Pond Gnome, which has been around for 20 years, is a company that my wife and I started back in February of 2000. Since then, we've been rocking the pond world here in Arizona. We've got clients in Sholo, Las Vegas, and Tucson. So within that area, we've put in quite a few ponds over the last few years and maintain a whole bunch of them.
What was it that made y'all decide, you know, we're gonna build ponds for?
You know, interesting story. When I got out of college, I went into property management, and although 80% of my job then was financials, my biggest problems, the majority of my calls were all about the lakes and ponds in our various HOA communities, and I spent. It was literally my biggest headache. And so I started having to do research into, you know, how to deal with all the problems we were running into with our water features. And in doing that research, I started getting more and more interested in the industry, the hobby, and all that. And next thing I knew, I was sucked into it full time.
Excellent. If you'd like to join the conversation or ask a question, talk to Mr. Holdeman about a pond project you may have, or an existing one, or planning a new one, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text questions to 411-923 or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And to talk through, what types are these? Big projects, little projects, are these waterfalls? You know, a lot of times we'll recommend a water feature as a noise cancellation if somebody lives next to a busy street. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably the cheapest thing you can do to cancel that out, because building walls higher, you got limitations, a lot of expense. Just put a little trickling sound of water in there.
Yeah, you know, getting into the business, it was all about how do I keep my water clear in the face of fish and birds and everything else that's visiting and defecating up the water body and that kind of thing. But over time, we do everything from fountain features to do just what you're talking about, cancel out neighbor noise more than road noise. We don't talk about canceling out road noise so much as blending it. And because canceling, you know, people will be sitting underneath a freeway stack and say, I want to get rid of the road noise. And I'm like, yeah, we'll move, because I'm not going to be able to do that. But I can build you a big waterfall, and the sound of the water and the sound of the cars kind of blend together, and you won't notice it as much. But that the so fountain features is and waterfall features is definitely part of our business model. Living water features with fish and frogs and turtles and snakes and all the kinds of things that you might keep in your backyard as pets that need organic water sources, that's the largest part of our business. And then we do quite a bit of large feature management. And, of course, the biggest trend of the day and everybody's calling about lately is recreational ponds that you can not only raise fish in but let your kids swim around in, like Oak Creek. And that's become a huge – I mean, we get probably – 5 years ago, I hadn't even heard of a recreational pond. Now we're getting something like 4 or 5 calls a month on them.
Very cool. And we'll get to those because that's – our dream is to put one of those recreational ponds at our property. But over the course of 20 years, do you have 2 or 3 standout jobs that y'all completed that you're like, that's going on the cover of our company portfolio?
Well, my absolute favorite project that I take people to time and again is probably the Regents Apartments in North Scottsdale. We harvest rainwater off the parking lots. They had a retention basin that the original developer had put a koi pond, a cement koi pond in the middle of, and every time it rained, the koi kept dying. and they called
all the
me out
oil from the
because
parking
all
lot
of the yeah happen. Everything off the parking lot's running into the pond. So they brought me out and said, "How can you fix this?" And I go, "Well, let's turn it into a living riparian area and forget the koi. Let's just make it what it should be." And so we're now harvesting. Every time there's a rain event, we harvest about 4,000 gallons of water, and we run a series of streams and waterfalls in the central area of the apartment complex that we've had people that have moved out of the apartments there and called us when they get in their new house and say, "I can't live without that outside my back door anymore. Come over and put in a new system for us just like that one." And it's the point of pride is that there's frogs, toads, and fish living in the streams. And I told the owners we probably couldn't keep those things alive. But our wetland filters and the way the circulation system is set up, we're not losing any of the aquatic life in these features, even in the face of rain, which I didn't even know was possible, honestly. But we use the formulas that we stick with all the time, and it's been a huge success.
Where are those? Not that we want to send the entire listening audience.
Well, and honestly, the apartments, they're always looking for new residents, so they don't mind the traffic, and they don't mind me talking about it. But they're over near the 101 and Frank Lloyd Wright. It's called the Regents Apartments, which is going through a bit of a remodel right now. So they're actually upgrading all their landscaping surrounding our pond and had us come in and expand on our system. The original install is 15 years old, and just last year we went in and expanded and created more streams, and they wanted more water views and things, so we went in and spent another chunk of money expanding all that.
Very cool. And we've got to address this, because anytime we talk about something that's water-related in the desert, we get people calling, like, you shouldn't have a lawn, you shouldn't have a pool, you shouldn't water a mulberry.
Right.
You know, that's not a responsible use of water in the desert. And so to address all those calls and emails we're going to get ahead of time.
Yep. My response, and I don't know how popular it's going to be on the show, but I'm going to say it anyway, is you shouldn't build that 10,000-home community out north of me. All right. So the truth is that Arizona has done a great job with acquiring and managing water. And ponds are use a little bit less water than a lawn that you're keeping green all year. Average lawn, average pond, your lawn's actually using more water if you're keeping it green in the wintertime doing the ryegrass thing.
Uh-huh.
So we figure, and this is off a U of A study that was done a couple decades ago, they assume 60 inches a year of water loss from an open body of water. So, and that's from studies they did on everything from cow tanks to swimming pools. And add a big waterfall to that, you're enhancing that evaporation, obviously. So we tend to, when people call us and say they want a 6-foot waterfall, we try and talk them down from that. Hey, let's make this a little more environmentally friendly, and we'll give you a stream and maybe a 2-foot waterfall, which will give you plenty of sound in your average track home backyard. And so dropping the water off the fence is not only a recipe for water loss but from evaporation, but also leaking, splash leaks, and all kinds of things of that nature. So we try and design our features so that we're staying within the tolerance level that was established by the people that studied this at U of A 25 years ago.
And you already answered one of these questions earlier. Water sources. You had mentioned you are collecting rainwater in one application.
Yep.
Can you just use your garden hose and fill up the water once the pond is ready? What's the water source initially?
So 80% of our installations are municipal water. We attach a float valve to the irrigation system and just keep the water, compensate for evaporation, basically, with a float valve set up. We don't recommend using a garden hose because that'll waste more water than you can believe. And here's how. You throw the hose in the pond to fill it up and top it off, and then the phone rings. And the next thing you know, water's coming in the back door.
Mom and dad are laughing because growing up, that was the hose in the pool. Many mornings we woke up and thought we magically had SRP flood irrigation
right?
installed overnight.
And now it's the courtyard fountain.
But the pool was full.
Yeah, right. The pool was full. The lawn was full. The patio was full. Yeah, exactly. So we actually insist on a float valve when we're doing a new install. We don't want to set you up for that kind of headache. So Municipal water is the number one source, and then rainwater. I have a stream in front of my house about 30 foot long, and it's got it's built on top of a 2,000 gallon rainwater harvesting cistern, and the stream circulates through that cistern. And I'd say we're using rainwater to run that stream something like 8 to 9 months a year.
And I'm only asking this next one because I have been asked for it, and I'm assuming the answer is no, but you would never want to incorporate your gray water collection on something like that.
There are people that specialize in it. We're not one of them. If you don't mind, I'll give a shout out to one of my buddies in that business.
Okay.
His name is Douglas Crowell, and he's out in the East Valley and works out of a business in the Tempe area. But if somebody wanted to contact me and get Douglas's contact information, I'll make sure they get it. And he manages several ponds that use reclaimed water, actually.
And that's everything that drains out of your house except the toilet and the kitchen sink.
And
in a true, quote, gray water system.
Yeah, you wouldn't use the toilet. You probably wouldn't use the kitchen sink. And Doug can definitely get into it more with them than that. But they reclaimed water is actually, you know, most of the golf courses are using reclaimed water in their ponds. And those are the types of things that Douglas manages.
Which is why we don't fish there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So other ponds that people could go and see, you've got on your website. And you'd mentioned contacting you. It's pondgnome.com. And you actually have a list of ponds that are in public places people could go see.
Semi-public ponds, sure, which are spread out across college campuses and some of the commercial businesses that we work for. And we actually give out the addresses and everything of clients that are okay with extra traffic over the pond. And some of them are not only okay, but please come and take a look. We love this thing. We want to show it to everybody.
You've got the West Valley Rock and Landscape. Looks like you did an install in Buckeye. Mesa Community, College Red Mountain Campus.
Spectacular wildlife habitat there.
Top Shelf Restaurant. Uh-huh. You've even got your home address listed.
For that front yard stream, and if by appointment they can come back in the back and see our little koi and cool-off pond. I actually get in and cool off on hot days when I'm gardening, and it's full of koi as well.
Very cool. And where did I clicked off of it. I got a break. I'm usually the one that keeps us on time.
I'm looking at you too, going, "Yeah, we're gonna take a break."
He's in deep in this topic.
Oh, I dream about our living pond. We've got a small lawn, and we've got a mulberry on each side, and the mulberries are gonna have a shade canopy, and we're just gonna be able to walk right from the lawn into the living pond, and the dirt we pull out is gonna have a little bit of a waterfall off the back. You'll be able to swing off of a rope out of the mulberry tree and make a big splash. But we'll get to that, and if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923 or info@rosieonthehouse.com. We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock.